Hey there, it's Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Hit me up on Twitter. My handle is @RayHigdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Now, there are two benefits to asking me your question on Twitter. One, I'll answer it. Number two, exposure. If I respond to you directly on Twitter, it goes out to over 50,000 Twitter followers. And if I respond via podcast, well, these get downloaded right around 3,000 times a day is what we're seeing right now. And getting your name out there is kind of cool. So today's question comes from Steve Stark. Steve Stark asks, once you have a vision, how do you use that vision throughout your day? Hashtag AskRay. And you know, it's something that I've kind of become known for teaching vision. And, you know, we teach it in our very first session of Top Earner Success School, which we just started last week. And, you know, we'll probably do another round in 2015. But, you know, it's really, I've come to realize that it's just the most important thing for you to develop even higher than your prospecting, recruiting, marketing skills is your vision, because that vision is going to get you past the tough days, and there will be tough days. And so let me help out a little bit with this. You know, like last night I was actually on a conference call with a team up in Canada, and someone asked, you know, hey, do you write out your vision each day? And, you know, a vision isn't like affirmations. It's not like goals. It's something that's ingrained in your soul, in the gray matter in your spine, in your, you know, cerebral cortex. I mean, it's just embedded within you, and it may take you time to develop it. And so if you struggle with, you know, what do I do today based on my vision, then I would probably argue that you don't have a vision, because the vision is going to pull you to do the activities you already know you need to do. And so, you know, it's not something that you have to remind yourself, or, you know, you wake up and you're like, oh yeah, my vision, I'm supposed to do something today. You know, it's not like that at all. And, you know, it's something that is pulling you to do the actions. You know, there's really no, the whole questioning of what to do throughout the day, you know, there's no question. It's talk to people, it's, you know, create content, put value in the marketplace, you know, prospecting, recruiting, follow up. You know, there's not a lot of things to not do. And your vision is something that's all encompassing of your whys. And once you have it, you know what you need to do to get there. So for example, I wanted to become someone of value. I wanted to become someone who, you know, created value for my marketplace, that was known in my marketplace for value, that, you know, was someone who, you know, did the things that I wish others would do. And so what did I do? Well, I create content every day. I, you know, we recruit people almost every single week. We make sales, we create coaching programs, we, you know, do videos and things like that. All of those things, you know, my vision isn't make videos every day. See, that's not a vision. That's more like a goal. You know, that's not even affirmation. It's like a goal, right? And so your vision is more encompassing of those different goals. And it's more importantly, who do you want to be? And so if you analyze who do you want to be, well, the person you want to be probably isn't someone who's questioning what to do each day. And so, you know, it's just a little bit different. And I'm finding that the people that struggle are absolutely the ones without vision. The people with vision, and they craft a vision of who they want to become, they have plenty of obstacles, but they run right past them. It's like they don't even notice them, right? It's like the bullets just bounce off them. And so unless you're feeling bulletproof, unless you encounter an obstacle and you run right through it like a rhinoceros, you probably haven't crafted your vision well enough. So what does that mean? Does that mean you need to, you know, sit in a dark corner, listen to Yanni and burn incense, you know, until you come up with it? No. You know, do the activities that you know you should be doing toward your goals anyway, while you work on that vision of who do you want to become, how do you want to be known in your marketplace, etc. So hopefully that helps you out there, Steve, and everyone else listening. And we'll talk to you in the next one. Bye, guys.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag.
And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.